Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have episode 49 of the Oh My God series from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is Dinner on the Markt, part 2. A few moments after placing our order, the first round of beers showed up. Another minute or two after that, the conversation started flowing. The first to initiate, as had become his style, was Adonis. He asked Brad, who was across the table, "Why does she do that?" "Do what?" Brad replied. Adonis then proceeded to recount the scene that he and Maggie had seen while out on a ride. Apparently, the happy couple was riding along a canal when they passed by the spot where Adonis and Maggie were eating their picnic lunch, and no doubt fueling Maggie's hopes of a romantic encounter. As they passed, Adonis had noticed that Angelina had adopted a rather curious cycling position. Her feet were off the pedals, resting on the down tube, i.e. not pedaling, and her helmeted head was resting firmly in the middle of Brad's back. I turned first to Adonis with an incredulous look on my face, then across the table to Brad. He simply shrugged his shoulders and then extended his hand, palm upward, towards Angelina as if to say, "Ask her." As our collective gaze turned to Angelina, she looked up from her Scrabble words, which she had once again started studying immediately after sitting down, shrugged slightly, and said only, "I get tired," and then she went back to her work. I quickly spun back to Brad and asked for some clarification. "How often does she do that?" "At least half the time." I glanced back to Angelina, but there was no reaction. Either she was grossly entranced by her 3-to-4s, how to change 3-letter words to 4 letters in Scrabble, she was actively ignoring the conversation, or she simply did not care. "Isn't that uncomfortable?" I asked. Brad sheepishly nodded in assent. As my chin dropped another inch or two, Brad shrugged again and said softly, "What am I supposed to do?" "I don't know, say something?" He simply shrugged again, shook his head, and returned to his beer. After taking a long gulp, he added, "It can make it tough on hills." I pushed him a bit further and asked him why he doesn't tell her to help with the riding, or at least not plant her helmeted head squarely in the middle of his back. After shrugging his shoulders, he lowered his voice even more and indicated that he was still hoping to have sex with her. "Yeah, pretty sure that is not going to happen." Before I could voice my skepticism, Anita, who apparently felt that she had been quiet far too long, interrupted and loudly began recounting her day. Despite the volume of her diatribe, it was abundantly clear just a few words in that she did not have an audience. As if previously rehearsed, everyone at the table immediately picked up the beer before them and took a fairly long drink, hoping perhaps that the alcohol therein would help deaden the impact of her banter. Since she was sitting directly on my right, I essentially had no choice but to turn and at least feign interest in her story. On she rambled, citing her cycling prowess, her proficiency with the French language, and how several men along the route found her eminently attractive. I was tempted to challenge her on all of her claims, but I realized that any interjection on my part would both give her the wrong impression that I was actually interested in her story, and worse, prolong the conversation indefinitely. Luckily, a few minutes later, the waitress started bringing the mussels and fries to the table, which served as a natural cessation to her soliloquy. After all the mussels and several bowls of fries were on the table, the waitress then brought out Oh My God's eel with a squid ink sauce. All of my previous exposures to squid ink involved the substance in conjunction with some sort of pasta, but the dish before Oh My God was clearly devoid of any such staple. Instead, on his plate were perhaps 5 pieces of, presumably, eel, slathered in a jet-black, unctuous sauce. As the rest of the table continued to spoon out their mollusks and devour the fries by the handful, Oh My God scanned the table. At first, I thought he might have been suffering through an episode of buyer's remorse, but then it occurred to me that he was simply without eating utensils. I turned my back to see if I could catch the attention of a waiter to rectify the situation, but quickly turned back when Anita let out a large gasp while simultaneously thrusting her elbow into my exposed ribs. What I saw was admittedly frightful, but sadly not all that shocking. Oh My God had taken to eating the eel with his fingers. Soon, the din of the others at the table fishing out mussels stopped, and all heads turned to the end of the table, with every mouth agape. Not even a minute into his latest adventure, and Oh My God was covered in the sauce. It seemed to be fairly evenly applied, almost as if he were trying to cover his entire face, and he was nearly finished. Another moment or two passed, and there were 3 waiters at the table, each with a fork, knife, and a spoon, as well as a thick stack of napkins. Oh My God did not so much as acknowledge their presence before diving in for another piece of eel. As he did, our waitress let out a shriek, which caused Adonis to quickly rise out of his seat and put his arm around her in a comforting manner, which caused Maggie to forcefully cross her arms in clear disgust. What happened next was truly odd. Yes, I realize the situation was rather odd to begin with, as the 3 waiters stood there mesmerized by Oh My God. Every few seconds or so, one of them would extend the arm that was holding the set of utensils, as if to remind him that they were there with what was needed to eat the meal tastefully, but he never so much as glanced in their direction. This strange little ballet continued for perhaps 3 to 5 minutes, as they watched, offered utensils, and perhaps prayed that it would stop. Other tables also noticed the spectacle, and they too had all stopped eating to watch. Then they would turn to each other incredulously, wondering if the other could believe what they were seeing. Once it became evident that Oh My God intended to finish eating the dish the same way that he had started, 2 of the waiters turned and left the table, shaking their heads, and no doubt uttering Oh My God under their breath. Only our waitress remained, still being comforted by Adonis, but she was no longer watching the questionably human Canadian at the end of the table covered in squid ink. No, she was staring up at Adonis somewhat lovingly, discussing what time she would be done working. The rest of the table, with the exception of Maggie, who was still staring daggers at Adonis, also had seen enough, and they returned to the moule frites before them. Idle chat once again started up, as it seemed all the table chose to ignore what was happening just a few feet due north. All except Anita, that is. She was directly across from Oh My God, and therefore it was impossible to ignore the demonstration. I don't believe she had another bite for the remainder of the evening, no doubt having lost her appetite watching Oh My God devour the eel in such a fashion. She delivered another shot to the ribs a couple of minutes later, so I once again turned to assess the roots of her concern. The good news was that Oh My God had finished the eel. The bad news is that he really liked the sauce. So much so that he was now inserting the fingers on his left hand, one by one, into his mouth, sucking off the residual sauce, and then extracting them with a loud pop. He then moved on to the right hand, but this time he started with placing all the fingers and thumb into his mouth as one first, and then following up with each one individually. Once finished with his take on personal hygiene, he then lifted up his plate perhaps a foot off the table, tilted it at a roughly 45-degree angle, which resulted in several drips on his newest bike jersey, and then proceeded to lick the remaining sauce off the plate. Yes, I should have intervened. I should have stopped this entire exhibition from the onset, but frankly, I was a bit exhausted from trying to be his parent. Once finished, he placed the plate back on the table, downed the rest of his beer, let out a large belch, and never once used any of the stack of napkins in front of him, thus leaving his black makeup untouched. At this point, the waitress left, after, I would find out later, having given Adonis her phone number, and the rest of the table had apparently finished eating. Oh my God, who had no clue he had even further entrenched himself as a pariah, asked if he could have what muscles remained. Without saying a word, I simply slowly extended my arm, palm upward, as if to say, "Be my guest." He grabbed the pot with his left hand and thrust his right hand into the pot, sifting through the broth, searching for any muscles left behind. Once he extracted the remaining shells, he sat up straight, grabbed the pot with both hands, raised it to his lips, tilted it forward, and drank. Once finished draining the pot completely, he calmly set it back down on the table and belched once more. It was then that I noticed a slight change in his appearance. Most of the black squid ink had been washed from his face. Oh my God. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast in general, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear more stories like this more often, like two or three times a week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.